Let's talk finance news now for Rebecca Hyam. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Fran. Wall Street has closed higher for the fifth day in a row, with gains driven by better than expected profits from Intel and JP Morgan Chase and a jump in US retail sales. Intel, which is the world's top electronic chip maker, has announced earnings and sales which have smashed forecasts, and the company's also predicting record profit margins for the year. And JP Morgan has reported record fixed income trading revenue and stronger than expected first quarter earnings. Elsewhere, US retail sales increased by 1.6% in March, representing the biggest rise in 4 months. And in other news, the Federal Reserve's Beige Book has revealed economic activity strengthened in most US regions in March and early April. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has closed up 104 points to 11,123. The S&P 500 has gained 13 points to 1,211. And the NASDAQ Composite Index has surged 39 points, or more than 1.5%, to 2,505. Shares in Britain have closed at their highest level in 22 months, with those good corporate results and solid retail figures from the US helping to boost sentiment. UK technology firms have rallied on the back of Intel's strong earnings. And by the close of trading, London's FTSE 100 index had gained 35 points to 5,796. The local share market set for a positive start, with the Share Price Index 200 up 28 points to 5,033. The Australian dollar has advanced since yesterday's close. It's now buying 93.5 US cents. On the cross rates, it's worth 87.23 Japanese yen, 68.5 euro cents, 60.46 British pence, and $1.30 in New Zealand. Spot gold's eased to $1,156.50 US an ounce. West Texas crude has rallied to $85.62 US a barrel, and the price of a barrel of tapas is also higher at $86.79 US. And Fran, that brings you up to date with the markets.
It's 7 o'clock.